From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, September 26, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A new University of Maine study finds the state's climate goals should center on helping impoverished and vulnerable communities. Peter McGuire has more.
Maine's Climate Action Plan should focus on meeting people's basic needs, according to the Mitchell Center for Sustainability Solutions. There should also be a bigger effort to connect and educate people on a personal level about Maine's climate plans, says study co-author Caroline Noblett.
A lot of Maine people are struggling, and thinking about and talking about climate change is sort of not at the top of their list. They're trying to make sure they have food for their families, and housing.
People surveyed for the study said they are interested in home improvements and energy efficiency, but there is not enough funding and too many barriers to getting aid. They also want more public transportation and say electric vehicles were too expensive and undependable. The Maine Climate Council is working on a four-year update of the state's climate plan due this fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
A new peer-led addiction recovery center is opening in Lewiston today. It's being characterized as the first of its kind in the state for emphasizing harm reduction practices such as wound care and instructions on safe injection. The center, called The Sanctuary, will be run by the Lewiston-based Church of Safe Injection. Rosie Boyce, the group's lead peer navigator, says it aims to fill a gap for people grappling with addiction but who are not yet ready or able to stop using.
There needs to be a middle ground for people that are still in the throes of active addiction, but know that they're ready to make that jump.
Boyce says the center will offer recovery groups, cooking classes, and employment assistance. The center will also install a vending box outside stocked with naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray drug. Maine is among several states slated to get funding to fight post-election lawsuits. The Democratic Association of Secretaries of State has earmarked $5 million to support secretaries of state in Maine, Michigan, Nevada, and North Carolina. Deputy Director Drew Godenich says it's an effort to prepare for what his group expects will be a flood of Republican lawsuits targeting election officials, mirroring legal challenges to the 2020 election.
Donald Trump and his allies launched nearly five dozen legal challenges to the results of the election and lost all of them. However, that resulted in millions of dollars in legal fees that were being paid by election officials in both their personal and their public capacities.
Godenich says Maine was included on the list due to its highly competitive second congressional district, whose single electoral college vote could be critical in a close election. Godenich says the group did not coordinate with secretaries of state beforehand and that the amount of money sent to each state will depend on how post-election legal fights play out. The city of South Portland is launching an intervention plan against the invasive emerald ash borer. The beetle, which has killed millions of ash trees across the country, first appeared in the U.S. more than 20 years ago. It established in Maine in 2018. South Portland will undertake an inventory of all ash trees on city property and will remove those that are dead, dying, or poorly sited. Affected ash trees that are still in good condition will be treated with an insecticide in an attempt to salvage them. The city says it will replace any removed trees with another native species of tree. Officials say they're using $30,000 in American Rescue Plan funds for the project. A multi-faith prayer service to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the Lewiston mass shootings will be held outside the State House in Augusta on October 1st. Faith leaders and an American Sign Language interpreter will lead the hour-long event. It will include a reading of the names of the 18 people who were killed in the shootings, those who were injured, as well as songs, prayers, and time for silent reflection. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, fall birding season. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.